Hello and welcome. I am Lily Martinez. And today we invite forth more of our inner qualities of the goddess. Today we get to work with, we get to fill into her mysticism, knowledge, her wisdom, her ancient wisdom, her power, her strength, her resolve. Her ability to stand out and be heard and be seen. Her ability to embody her authentic self and truth, and especially in a time where it wasn't accepted. So we get to connect to her courage. We get to connect to her determination. We get to lean on her qualities of strength, resilience, and love. We get to fill into our own energy and feel our connection with our soul's mission. We get to decide today who we are, who we're becoming, who we are embodying. We get to redefine the way we see ourselves and the way we show up in the world. We get to choose from this point forward who we are in the world. So go ahead and take another deep breath. Feel your connection as the authority. As the sovereign being, as the creator and manifester. Go ahead and expand your knowing and your awareness through your sacral and root chakra, through your crown. So you're connected and aligned with the radiance and brilliance that you are. And we get to release the layers of separation. We get to release the layers of I and them. Or her. We're deleting and then creating that we are separate from the divine goddess within us, and that there's effort and work to embody our truth. We get to peel all those layers away and find who we are within. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Let's go into this beautiful sacred space, that space where we heal, where we access knowledge, where we know that we are free, that we are safe. Go ahead and open up around you your sacred space, your Merkaba of light, your ascension vehicle, the sphere of light around you. One more deep breath. Now feel the presence of Mary Magdalene. She's always been part of you. Knowledge that transcends time, wisdom that's available to you. The qualities of intentionality, courage, and fearlessness. The qualities of divine alignment with your soul's mission and your soul's purpose. In spite of what the environment looks like, in spite of the world, we want to lean into that quality, that fierce alignment with our creation, the reason why we're here. So let's go ahead and feel into that. Feel into why were you created? Why did you choose to come into creation? Take a deep breath and feel into that question. Know the answer as you decided to come into creation, as you decided to be here. You decided to be glow and light and radiance and love. We decided to be Source. We decided to be here as contribution and service and impact, whether small around you or significant to the world. Feel into your why. As you feel into your why, notice the surge of energy starting to accumulate at the base of your spine. Continue to breathe. Even notice your alignment. You may be even sitting a little straighter, shoulders lifted. You may feel more aligned within yourself, mind, body, and spirit. There's a reason why you're here. A reason why you were created. And Mary Magdalene is right now the container, the embodiment, and the way forward. Meaning that she is here to support you, offer you the qualities needed for you to align with your intention, the qualities needed for you to embody, to delete and create the gap and separation, to move out of your comfort zone, to step out and serve, even when it's not safe to serve, even when it's not the right time, to be you, authentically you. Continue to pray. Now what she's showing you is that divine alignment. That divine alignment is available to you. What she's indicating to you is that as you choose it, so it becomes. As you choose to be the goddess within, so it will become. Go ahead and take another deep breath. And feel into what other qualities is Mary Magdalene offering you? What else can you embody in this moment? Qualities as a goddess, as a divine human, the qualities of love, the qualities of generosity, the qualities of forgiveness, the qualities of holding the light, the qualities of peace, peace within yourself, peace with yourself, accepting all aspects of who you are. The qualities of embodying your gifts, your talents, your skills, and really leaning into everything that's available to you, your trust, self-belief, self-awareness. The qualities of choice. I choose to be here. I choose all that I am. I choose my destiny. I choose my fate. So expressing your free will. and aligning your free will with your desires, your goals, your desired achievements. Continue to breathe. And as you continue to breathe, allow your divine uniqueness to amplify. It's another quality that Mary Magdalene brings forth. She was divinely unique. And others were threatened by it, surprised by it, afraid of it, because she was bold, courageous, and divinely unique. She was unapologetic. So we want to live into a space of really seeing who we are, our divine uniqueness. Who we are at the heart level, at the soul level, at the spiritual level, and how we want to express that here on earth, boldly and unapologetic, setting up healthy boundaries, continue to breathe, continue to allow. And as you feel her presence and the qualities all around you, notice that it feels like an armor is being built around you, meaning that they feel like they're integrating around your space, all these beautiful qualities of grace, living life with grace, going with the flow. Seeing the good in everything, and in spite of what the environment shows you, you still keep your head high, you stay focused, and you take one step in front of the other, regardless of what others fear, what they project onto you. You stay still, strong, aligned, focused. You embody the goddess qualities of I am. You don't dim your light for others. You don't diminish who you are to make others feel comfortable. You stay in your brilliance. And others get to match you where you are. One more deep breath. Now, as you hold all these qualities in your space, we want to allow the release, the transmutation of old stories, of old thought forms, of conditions, especially around women and the role they should play, especially around women being the martyr, women only being available to serve men, or women not being as good as men. So all of these old paradigms and belief systems, everything that society constructed and set up, these standards, we want to delete and uncreate it from our field. Delete and uncreate them from all aspects of who we are across our multidimensional bodies, allowing the residue, the fragments, the filaments, the imprints, the consciousness, transmute, delete and uncreate. We want to continue to release, continue to let go. And one more deep breath, allowing yourself to shed what's no longer serving you. And being okay with being uncomfortable until you're comfortable. Being uncomfortable as you close the gap and move into your next level, the next stretch. Realizing that this is part of your evolution, of your expansion, of your embodiment. To recognize when you're comfortable, stretch beyond your current limit, push those limits out, and ideally release them, release the limitations, the conditioning, but continuously to expand beyond what's in front of you, so that you may grow evolve and move into your mastery. One more deep breath. And one more deep breath. Now let's go ahead and hold the energy of fearlessness, unstoppable, unwavering, uncompromised. Now take another deep breath and turn your awareness inward even further to see, recognize, know your brilliance. Go ahead and amplify your brilliance. Yin Dam Gong Nam Yin Ishnaya Po. Dash. One more deep breath. Deep breath, expanding through your field and allowing the frequency of light, light language to move through every layer of your field as it gently massages, activates, and awakens your divine intelligence, reminding you that you are fearless, you are limitless, you are unwavering. You are on a compromise. You're brilliant, radiant, and magnificent. You're a gift to the world. You're here to be a way shower, to hold space for others, to create a space of light, joy, possibility, to create new possibilities for yourself. And then manifesting them into your reality, moving into expectancy. One more deep breath. Feeling the frequency, the vibration throughout your field, throughout your multidimensional bodies, activating within you the divine, activating within you potentiality, possibility, probability, and expectancy. Activating from the DNA level, activating the cellular level, activating through the mitochondria. You're shifting, upgrading incrementally at different levels. Continue to lean into the space. Okay, one more deep breath. See, know, experience the presence of Mary Magdalene. Take a moment to have a conversation with her. Take a moment to ask her your burning question. Go ahead and do the now. Abraham. And one more deep breath. Allow yourself to clearly now see, experience Mary Magdalene. Allow yourself to clearly know the message. One more deep breath. And one more deep breath. One more deep breath. Can go ahead and ask the question again for any messages, guidance, way forward. How do we embody the beautiful, powerful quality? How do I become one with the goddess within me? How do I, with ease, embrace all of who I am and be at peace with myself? And allow the universe to bring me all that I deserve. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. And this down, spill into your heart. Notice what's available to you. Notice what always has been available to you. Beautiful. Now, before we go ahead and ask your final question to Mary Magdalene, your mentor through this process. I surrender to the divine. I surrender to my soul treasure. I surrender to being the best version of myself. I surrender to living with ease and grace. I surrender to having and receiving abundance. More than I will ever need. More than I will ever say. I surrender to healing all aspects of myself. I surrender. I surrender. I surrender. Notice that Mary Magdalene has any gifts for you. Receive them now. Their gems, stones. This is the richness within you. This is the wealth within you. This is what's always been there for you. Go ahead and express gratitude. Abundance, joy. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Again, take one more moment to be in this space, this beautiful sacred space with the divine, beautiful goddess nature. That's already you. That is creation, expansion, possibility, transcendence. That is oneness, peace, and harmony, and love. My deep breath. I know that your mentor is available to you now and always. You can connect and ask questions at any time. She's available. One more deep breath. I surrender, I surrender, I surrender. I surrender to the divine within me. I surrender to source within me. I allow my awakening, my brilliance, my light to be embodied. To be in alignment. I surrender, I surrender, I surrender. And I choose love. I choose compassion. I choose loving kindness. One more deep breath. It is done, it is done, it is done. So be it. Namaste. Beautiful. Enjoy.